Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Anybody know what time it is? Put the time on you right now? About 10:20, I'm guessing. I don't have a watch on. Is that about right? 10:20 right now? Nobody's giving me a 10:19. Okay. So 10:20, right? Probably that means about a third of the way through the service, right? Church is an hour today. 10:20, it means you're not all that far from lunch. That's good news, right? 10:20, you've probably already been thinking about what you're going to be doing for lunch, where you're going or whatever. 10:20, it means you've got the whole afternoon left, right? Sun might shine, who knows? Okay, so that's a good thing. 10:20. And the date today? May 8th, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers here. I may not get a chance to say it. Happy Mother's Day. It's May 8th. You know, May 8th, that means, okay, we're getting close to summer. Flowers are starting to come up, this kind of stuff. School's almost out. VBS is coming. All right. So we got a pretty good bearing on where we're at, right? May 8th, 10:20 a.m. We're grounded. We're kind of oriented. We know where we're at, and that's important. Okay. How about last night? Did all of you have good and pleasant dreams last night when you were sleeping? I hope you all did. Every once in a while you have a night where you don't, right? Hopefully they're every once in a while. Hopefully you don't have a lot of bad dreams. But sometimes we have those bad and pleasant dreams, nightmares, okay? Maybe last night you were trying to run away from someone and your legs weren't working. I hate those, right? Those I get quite often. Or maybe you had one of those where you're falling. I've never had those, but I've heard about those a lot, where you're falling and you're just falling endlessly. Those have to be horrible. Maybe we've had one of those where you got to work or school and you weren't wearing the right clothes. Those are common. Had a lot of those. Hey, they're always unpleasant. Maybe you've had even much more serious ones than these. But we have a bad dream. And at any rate, you're having this dream and then all of a sudden you wake up from it. And what happens? I'll give you a minute to think about it. Think about a time you had that happen. You're having a nightmare. You wake up. What do you do when you wake up? A lot of times, I think, at least for me, we got to figure out where we're at. Where am I at? So we might look like, am I in my bed? What room am I in? This kind of stuff. Get my surroundings. But then one of the things I think almost always we're going to do is check the clock. What time is it? Why do you do that? You're having a nightmare. You wake up. What time is it? Because it orients you. It grounds you. You say, oh, it's 3 a.m. I was just dreaming. Right? It's very important what time it is. Okay, if you looked at that clock and it said, like, you know, 9:00, you would kind of freak out. So it orients us. This is what time does. Jesus and St. Peter today in the readings, they want to orient you with the time. So Jesus, he talks in the gospel reading and he says, I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he's offering service to God. And they'll do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I've said these things to you that when their hour comes, when their time comes, you may remember that I told them to you. He wants you to know what time it is. The hour is coming, he said, so that knowing what the hour is, you won't fall away. Or Peter in the epistle says, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. The time, he says, is very near to the end. It's almost morning, in other words, if you're thinking about that, having that nightmare. It's almost morning. Know what time it is, he says, and keep sober so that you can pray. So both from Jesus and Peter, we're getting this very important word of warning. Know the time. Know the time so that you won't fall away. Hugely important. Christians like you and I, we need to know what time it is so that we'll be oriented in the right direction. Okay, we'll know how to think rightly about this time we're living in. So all I have to do is ask you to think about how what will happen if you don't do this. Just think about a time you had no clue what time it is. I've only had a couple because, you know, we have a gazillion clocks everywhere now, so this doesn't happen very often. You know, you got your cell phones, watches, Microwaves, stoves, coffee pots, TVs, computers. One time I counted it up for a different sermon. We had over 20 different clocks in our house. Okay, so this doesn't happen very often. But it may have happened to you sometime where you didn't have a clock anywhere near you, and it can just literally drive you crazy, not knowing what time it is. If you've ever had to sleep somewhere without a clock, that's the worst, because you wake up and you're like, oh man, is it 10 o'clock? Is it 5 in the morning? You don't know, so you're waiting for the sun to come up so you have an idea what time it is. So this is really frustrating. Now, in general, in life, we always kind of have a sense of the time, right? Just by how old we are. So if I'm a toddler, I have a sense that I don't care about time. Time doesn't matter to me, right? Time is just an ample supply. It's no big deal. And I think time is an ample supply for mom and dad, too. They should act that way, right? So that's how it is when you're a kid. If you're when you get to be, you know, a teenager, time all of a sudden starts to matter more. Like, how many more years of school do I have left, right? And how am I going to choose to spend my time? All of a sudden, it's more of my choice. Then eventually, you get to your mid-years, where you might have one of those things they call, you know, the midlife crisis, where you realize that, eventually my time will run out. And then you might get to those older years where time becomes more and more precious. So we always have this sense of time. So Christians, what time is it? What time is it? Jesus tells us, okay? He wants to be very clear about the hour we're living in. We are in that time between when he ascended into heaven and when he's going to come again. So 40 days after he rose from the dead, he's on the mountain with his disciples, and a cloud comes down and kind of envelopes him and takes him to heaven. And, you know, he didn't do that to leave us. He did that so that he could rule over everything and fill the entire world with his presence. So now we're in this time of he's ascended into heaven. We're waiting for him to come again. Well, what does Jesus say about that time? He says, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. I hope you're hearing that, okay? Because we forget this all the time. It's an uneasy time we're living in. He says there will be trials, there will be trouble. He says there will be suffering. Because he says much of the world doesn't know the Father, doesn't know Jesus. He says there will be wars. Not in this reading, but elsewhere. It says there will be broken families. There will be natural disasters. That's the time. And he tells you that so that you'll know it's that time and so that you won't fall away. So in other words, let me say it this way. There will most certainly be times that you are tempted to fall away. That's the times we're living in. If you think that there won't ever be times that you'll be tempted to fall away, then you're not listening to Jesus' words. You can count on it. Okay? There will be times when, for instance, you don't understand why things are happening in your life, you don't understand what the Lord is doing, and you're tempted to not trust Him. You can count on it. There will be those times. There will be times when you suffer in one way or another, whether it be physically or otherwise, you can count on suffering. There will be times when our nation no longer cares about what Christians think. You can count on it, okay? It will not always care. There will be times where we will have two people running for president, neither of whom are very Christian at all. If they are Christian, you can count on it, okay? We're living in it. Now, at any of those times, we might be tempted to fall away. But Jesus doesn't want you to. He wants you to understand what time it is. He wants you to know that He is coming again so that you'll be oriented toward Him and toward His kingdom. So in this time that we're living in, between His ascension, between when He comes again, He gives us these gifts to keep us oriented toward Him, to keep us alert. He gives us His Holy Spirit so that we'll have faith, so that we'll trust Him. He gives us holy baptism so that we become His child, so that all of our time is His time. He gives us the Lord's Supper so that every week we can be receiving Christ's body and blood. That needs to be a consistent part of our schedule as Christians. He gives us prayer without ceasing, so that we may turn our times to Him and know He'll keep us from falling. All of this is important, knowing what time it is so that we won't fall away. Now then, let me take you to the epistle reading. Okay, Peter makes this even more clear. He really helps us to even understand Jesus' words more. Peter says that not only are we in that time, but we're at near the end of that time. He says that the end of the times is at hand. So he tells us to be sober. I want to talk about that word with you a little bit, sober. It's an interesting choice of words. You heard John read, from Peter. In our translation, it says sober-minded. And what they're doing there is they're trying to give you, they know in the context, it's not just about being sober, but sober-minded. But it's still interesting that he would use that word sober. What happens, in other words, when you're not sober? Okay? What happens when you're drunk? Well, when you're drunk, you lose your grounding, don't you? When you're drunk, you probably don't have a clue what time it is, and you don't care what time it is. When you're drunk, you don't care about who and what are around you. What you do is you fall away from reality. And you see why this would be a perfect picture here. Peter, like Jesus, doesn't want you to fall away like someone who is drunk. He wants you to be sober. He doesn't want you to lose your mind, lose your grounding, lose your orientation. He wants you to know what time it is. Stay self-controlled, he says. Stay sober-minded. Don't get drunk on the times. I think it's a very good illustration. Don't get drunk on the times. So I was just mentioning the presidential election. Okay, it would be very easy to get drunk on that. To get drunk on the craziness of who our next president will be. To get drunk on Donald Trump or to get drunk on Hillary Clinton. But Peter says, stay sober-minded. This is going to pass. 2017 will come, okay, and our nation will still be here. Don't get drunk on it. Or he might tell us, don't get drunk on the materialism of the world. And man, is it easy to do that, to get drunk on stuff. You know, drunk on spending money, to get drunk on fancy things, fancy clothes, fancy phones, you know, all this stuff. When it would be much more helpful to stay sober-minded and realize that all that stuff is only temporary. Don't get drunk on sports. This is a huge problem right now for our families, for all of us. If sports are causing us to miss church, then it's a problem. If you're losing your mind every game because of who wins or loses, then that's a problem. Be self-controlled. Don't get drunk on the culture, all the latest cultural gossip. Right now, people are drunk, okay? I mean, that's a good way to describe it. People are drunk on the advancing the social agenda, be it gay marriage, be it transgenderism, whatever the agenda is, people are drunk on it. And they are pushing ahead with full force like they don't know anything that's around them. Peter would say, be self-controlled, be sober-minded. In other words, realize that these sins have been around way before us, they're going to be around way after us. Okay? It's not the end of all things. Be sober-minded about it. Think clearly. Think rightly. Instead of getting drunk on the times, he tells us what to do. He says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Don't fall away from loving people. Boy, it's tempting at times, right? To just say, the heck with everybody else, and I'm just going to take care and worry about myself. But that's the devil working on us. Jesus, in this time, is loving you and me. And we also love earnestly one another. Jesus is, by his love, covering a multitude of our sins by his word and sacrament. And we, by our love, can cover a multitude of others' sins. So don't get drunk. Keep loving. Love covers a multitude of sins. We're able to love others even when they're not loving toward us, even when they don't agree with us, even when they do things that we hate. That's what time it is. Time for us to love others and to witness to the love of God in Jesus Christ and not to fall away from that. And he says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. That's also what time it is, to serve one another with what God has given us. It's time to use those gifts, not to get drunk on them, not to get drunk on the material things of the world, but to use them to help others, to use our words to encourage others, to use all our gifts to bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. Knowing what time it is very, very important for us as Christians. Jesus has told us this time, right here, 10:20 a.m. on May 8th, he said, this time, there will be trials, there will be troubles, we know that. But he's coming again, and we wait for him. So now is the time to be hearing his word, to be receiving the Lord's Supper, now is the time to be praying, and now is the time to be sober. To be sober so that we can love and serve one another. Jesus says, I have said this to you to keep you from falling away. Don't fall away. Know what time it is. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.